Oh God. Oh my God.
Also, they're great for lunch because they don't advertise this, but you can just get a half sandwich and a side for like $12.
What do I do for the rest of my lunch then?
I mean, or you can just get the full sandwich.
But that's like $18.
Gee, really sell me on going to Ale House.
Yeah, all right. Fair enough. We're going to get Ale House as a sponsor.
Then they're going to listen to this episode and pull it.
Yep, exactly. Nah. No one listens to the recap episodes. We're fine. Say whatever the fuck you go on tonight.
Did we cross 600?
No, 599. I was like, I should just have Rachel listen to it. And then
that's like, inauthentic. Cheating. That's cheating.
Yeah, I'm really mad about it.
Oh, do you still have the photo of the wild poop knife you found?
Yeah, I found a poop knife.
Oh, somebody's going to be really sad they lost that.
No, it was in a bathroom still. It was like conveniently placed there.
Oh, you mean you didn't take it?
I did not. I mean, it was basically just a butter knife that has been used to chop up poop. So
you assume.
Why else would that knife be in the bathroom?
Seems reasonable. I'm actually surprised. I thought you were going to speak of like a commercial or rest area kind of restroom.
Oh, yeah.
That's no, this is terrifying. A private residence.
Yeah, this was a home.
That's someone's private poop knife.
Well, I hope you didn't use it.
No, I would never deign to use someone else's poop knife.
Violate the sanctity of a poop knife.
Yeah, man.
Or Adam responded to this thread with, what is ... a poop knife?
I can't believe he didn't know of all
to which
people.
I responded, it's the knife you use to make a hearty poop smaller, what so it can be flushed. I am reticent to use the word bite-sized, but this is the shitty, pun intended, language we have.
Mm-hmm.
To which Peter responded, ew, fuck you, Sean.
Yep.
Well, hey, welcome to end of season, I don't know, this
part of the season.
Two part one.
Yeah.
The round of 32. The one that we didn't give a good name to.
The Dirty Spew.
There you go. Also, yeah, basically we're at our 2-year anniversary, so congrats to that.
Aww.
Yeah.
What's the 2nd year anniversary?
Leather.
Neat.
Yes.
I'll be right back, guys. 1 second. There is low-key, excellent film, Speed Racer, the Wachowski Speed Racer film.
I still haven't seen it.
It's a lot of fun, but Racer X is full, like, tip-to-toe leather bodysuit, and I don't know if they just have him mic'd or if the boom mic's way too close, but whenever he moves, it's...
I'm sure they did that on purpose.
Yeah, a sound guy. I mean, they can edit that stuff out.
They did not.
Yeah, perfect.
I like that somebody probably had to do like actual mic recording for that suit in a soundstage somewhere. That makes me happy.
Who was I talking to the other day about like the art of Foley? I was talking to someone about like Foley work and how much fun that must be.
If it was you, hit us up on Twitter.
Yeah. Fucking let me know because my fucking brain's going and this is going to annoy me.
We're crushing this episode so far.
Oh, that's nice. A little dip your toes in warm.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're the only one with an agenda for this. I just brought alcohol and cupcakes.
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty good bring.
I provided the house. Welcome back to Cage Match Colon, a roundabout way of meeting Nicolas Cage. I'm your host, Sean. You're with my co-host,
Nick.
I'm Nick.
And our producer,
Peter. Hello. I like that this is the sexy episode.
Is it? I was going for more depressed.
Well, it could despondent. Be both.
That is actually the sexiest thing you've ever done.
Fucking, you know what? Fucking, we can get my ex-wife on this podcast again, and they will probably agree with you.
Yeah. So, speaking of depressing stats, we have watched now 7 days, 20 hours, and 30 minutes of Nick Cage movies.
I want this final number on my fucking tombstone.
Yeah.
Just that should be your tattoo.
We also have now...
fucking maybe, yeah. Just put the final number.
There you go. We also have now produced 2 days, 5 hours, and 11 minutes of content.
That's less
and counting
than how much Nick Cage we've watched.
It is less impressive, but it's still a large amount of time that we have spent doing this.
Oh, God. There's a metric for how much time we spend together.
Practically a minimum.
I have more because I look at your faces a lot, too.
That's a treat for you, though.
Did you bring your wig?
I'm gonna say yes.
Good. Did you bring your gavel?
Yes.
Excellent. Everything is going to plan.
So we are wrapping up our second round of 32 watches. So our second time around with most of these films, half these films, because that's how
brackets work. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What did you think of this round, Nick?
I was This one had like some slow points because there were just some wieners that got into the winners. But
we'll get into that. I was looking at the list today and I'm like, oh man.
Actually, we could start. Let's do wieners and winners.
Okay. You know, I still am not a huge fan of Mom and Dad. That's a wiener to me.
Totally.
And not even like a cool hot dog wiener.
No, that one. Yeah, that one's like rolled out of the bag onto like the floor and like the dog got it.
Yeah. A little bit of hair before it went on the rollers.
Gross.
Cool. So they baked in.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's a fair one. I think one that's kind of a wiener for me, as much as I like find interesting aspects to it, is Peggy Sue Got Married. Like, I can't get into that movie that much.
Yeah. It's fine. It's fine if you're just going to watch a romantic comedy. Well, a romantic comedy with Nicolas Cage in it. It's not the best, though. Rosie Perez is fine. She's, I don't know.
You're thinking of a different movie.
Oh, yeah, no.
That could happen to you.
Yeah, oh, man. Fuck that movie.
You can also call it a wiener if you want.
It's a wiener. It didn't make it this far, though, did it?
It made it, yeah.
Oh, it made it this far?
God, yeah, it lost to Army of One.
Oh, thank God. Hey, let's talk about a winner for a second. Man,
that is the fucking
love Army of
that's
One.
That's an underdog story right there.
It's gonna keep.
It's
going.
Not even an underdog at this. I mean, it is technically because it's our only remaining 16 seed. But
I forgot that it was a 16.
Yeah, it fucking rules. I love that movie. It's so stupid.
I was gonna say, in terms of the wiener category, the one matchup that I'm just like, oh, this is. There's a lot of stuff to like. Not be excited about here. 8mm versus Captain Corelli.
That episode turned out pretty well, though.
It's a great episode, but that is like I was looking like how did these two movies get through, and then I looked at what they went up against originally, which was Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans, and Lord of War.
Yeah,
which
makes sense.
Are much worse films.
I like 8mm. I'm gonna stick to that one.
Oh, I'm not saying I don't like it. I like it. It's just of everything we've seen, I'm like this is an odd one to go back to time and again.
Oh, I was wrong. There's one more 16 seed that made it through. Wicker Man.
Yeah, I was gonna say, how did that escape the bottom of the tier?
That is a healthy wiener. That is a winner.
Yeah, right. That's a wiener that I want.
Yeah, I'm totally okay with fully engaging with that wiener. But controversially, I'm still going to say I'm not super into National Treasure.
It's not that controversial. It's a long movie. I think it's a fun movie, but I'm with you. It's
I'm still thinking Primal. Primal. I love Primal. I watch Primal.
I mean, at some point I have to actually rewatch that, but I just don't.
And
know
watch it at to. Normal speed, like a fucking
I
person.
I did the first time.
Yeah, do it again.
No, it'll be better two times.
I think it might actually be better 2x speed.
Yeah.
No, I've got it on Blu-ray and you can watch it with me.
Okay.
That's
right.
Like
I'll watch it with
just
you.
As good as 2x speed.
Well, I was looking at the matchup of that National Treasure because that's in the next round because that went up against The Rock. And I still stand by that National Treasure is the better Nicolas Cage film.
Yeah. And I hate to agree
like it
on principle, but
National Treasure goes up against Red Rock West next. Yeah. So
from rock
goodbye.
To rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not to call our shots too far in advance, but sorry, National Treasure.
I guess that all depends on
ooh, yeah.
how the episode shakes out.
That's a very good point. We may be swayed.
Yeah.
Any other winners that really stood out?
I don't have the list
Stolen
in front of me.
Stolen was a wiener for sure.
I still have like fondness for that movie. It's stupid. They slag gold, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, that's so weird. I love like how did he get that weird like plasma torch on a like halberd?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's a thief. Like, I've seen those before on Mythbusters.
You can just find them like easily in an hour.
People generally lock those things up. And yeah, you can say he's a thief again, but what, like you
point.
Can't they're not just out like I couldn't walk onto any construction site and find a plasma torch
but thief
so what he's got a yellow pages for where to steal things
that's how thieves work right yeah you should know
I'm not gonna give up all of our secrets to this podcast
yeah, that's fair
having to do a another rewatch of Kiss of Death because of the stolen episode upsets me.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that movie the first time I watched it because it was a weird little thing, like a weird little eccentricity in his career. But the more I watch it, the more I hate it.
I think one thing that stood out for me from season one, which was the round of 64, it was all so random. Like, we watched shit that we would have never watched. You know, there's Prisoners of the Ghostland, weird shit that just like would never have crossed our paths. And with the round of 32, like, we didn't get that same experience. It was the same shit again. And there was like definitely a period at the beginning for me where I was surly about watching these again and being like, ugh,
right. The Ghost Rider episodes.
Correct.
Spirit of Vengeance still slaps.
It does. I agree.
And unfortunately, all Ghost Riders have been eliminated.
Yeah. I was really hoping for a Ghost Rider versus Ghost. Face Off and Con Air was, those were hard. That they were never going to get past there.
Yeah, no. And now Face Off goes up against Con Air, which will be our first actual episode of the Slick Steen.
Yeah.
Peter, why don't you tell us about what's going to happen in the next the Slick Steen?
We've pretty traditionally had just us watching or with a guest this last season or the beginning of this season. We had a guest for every episode, which was awesome. We're going to do two guests per episode, but it will not be contentious head-to-head debate with them talking with each other. They will each sort of have their horse that they're backing of the two movies and fight for it and try and kind of convince Nick and Sean which movie is better.
Is this because we're too cheap to buy a fifth microphone?
Yes.
Nice.
So yeah, it'll be interesting. I think it'll be a little bit deeper dive on people who really have feelings and thoughts about a specific movie, and then hopefully getting really to think about it in a different light. Because otherwise we were just watching these movies again and again and again and again and going, Wicker Man, what was in that fucking bag? Was it a shark? I just want to know.
I forgot about the shark bug. I do want to know.
What was the bee guy all about? I don't know.
I mean,
was it sexy?
It was
probably.
It was sexy.
He just needs to feel something.
It's bee stings.
Oh, man. It's studded for her pleasure.
Gross. So yeah, that's the general idea. We're going to see if it works. Hopefully it is a fun time.
You're going to get 8 episodes of it, so let's hope it works.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of this, listeners. The further we get, the less of it there is.
That's true. We are actually, amazingly enough, whittling it down, and we have 15 episodes to go, not counting a couple bonus episodes that are going to come out. We've got USS Indianapolis, Men of Courage, that we watched on a lark with my neighbor, who has a shark and whiskey event. Biannual? I always fuck it up. Event. And we'll be reviewing Long Legs here in the next 2 weeks or so. And at some point, The Surfer.
Oh, yeah.
Excited for that one, too. That's got a really good reception at
Cannes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Cannes is a different thing. That's the Adult Film Festival.
Mm. Oh, nice. Mm.
Are there any other matchups coming up that you're looking at and you're like, that's going to be a hard one?
Hard in a like this is difficult to watch
or hard to just like hard to decide, like you look at that and you just want both to go forward, because for me,
Vampire's Kiss and Mandy,
there's gonna be a couple that are like definitely good movies that I have already formed opinions on and that I'm kind of already biased about.
Yeah, it's almost inevitable at this point though
in terms of a matchup that's just gonna be a fucking hard week. Joe versus Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah.
It's going to be some sad boys.
That will be a sad one. Did we decide if we're going to try and watch these together if we can or not?
I mean,
should we save that for the Elite or the Master 8?
We definitely made that assertion about this round and we watched like two movies together.
Yeah.
So
I'd be down to do more watching together.
We could try.
Like three.
Yeah. Maybe that's most of it at that point.
I guess. Yeah.
Percentage wise. I mean, we're doing pretty well then.
So, like, Red Rock West and Army of One are, like, the two standout, like, surprises for me.
I think Joe fits in that for me, too, as a movie that I didn't know much about or anything.
Certainly never heard of
Joe. Was surprised by how much I liked it and thought it was a really great flick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I knew of Joe, but I hadn't seen it.
God, Captain Corelli's mandolin. Fuck.
I'm so glad that's gone.
Yeah.
All right. No, there are no more Italians in our bracket, right?
No, I don't think so.
Good.
What about in our Patreon?
If you're Italian, you have to tell us.
Yeah. The law.
And we'll charge you double.
You're not supposed to tell them that.
We'll just do it. Nobody looks at their credit card statements.
True. You can't cancel us.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you been to Hump lately? I feel like we've talked about this probably on the podcast before.
Yeah, but I still like Hump. I'm pro Hump.
Yeah.
I think that the big thing is that at one point it was really amateur and it was like truly local. And I think that it's become more national and there's higher production values, which isn't a bad thing, but it's lost a little bit of the like
voyeuristic pleasure.
Exactly. Right. Like
you can watch normal ass porn at home.
Yeah.
But going to a theater and watching somebody from the next neighborhood over.
Right. There's a little different angle to that, right?
Mm-hmm. Is that angle like between the legs, right behind the balls?
Usually, yeah.
Mm. Classic.
Neither of you are in the group chat with that we recently talked about the guy casting to the TV at the Ale House, are you?
No.
Oh yeah.
So, oh no.
Wait, what?
So one of our friends was at the Ale House and some like I don't know, late age Gen Xer just casted from his phone up to the TV, but he casted like his like photo roll, his camera roll, and so for just enough time for people to see up on the TV was like shirtless photos of him at the gym, like
nice
like just flabby body and all, and then also presumably a bunch of photos of his girlfriend exposing his like fetish of like schoolgirl shit.
Why was that? Why was this no. like him just not knowing what he's doing, or is this just him trying to do a goof?
Whatever it truly was, he tried to cover by saying that he was just exposing the flaw in their TV security
This is his kink.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. That actually makes more sense. There's some sort of exhibitionism thing going on there.
Humiliation kink.
Yeah.
I fucking hate people.
I do too, but you know what? That's the best part about having them around. You get to see all the contemptible shit that they do.
Yeah.
Make up stories for why they do it.
Tell them on your Nick Cage podcast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I love to low-key shame this guy. I'm hoping that like through some wild chain of events, his buddy that was with him somehow hears about this podcast and then is like, dude,
you got called out.
They're talking about you. They're slandering your good name.
No, that's just going to make him come more. Oh, yeah. He loves that shit. No one tell that guy about this podcast.
Unless he really likes Nick Cage, because we needed one more listen this month.
Yeah.
Or you have a tarp ready. If you've got a tarp strong edging vibe, I mean, I'll show you the photo of him later.
Okay.
Oh, good. Nice.
We'll put it on the Patreon.
Yeah. Show it now. Let's get a reaction. Maybe we'll know this guy.
Okay, hold on. I mean, yeah, you guys eat at this place. You might know.
I do totally recognize that guy.
I know that. I mean, I don't know him, but I recognize him too.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I was just testing your television security.
Gross.
Look at
this. I saw that guy today.
Anyone can put up a picture of their penis. Probably had
cum stinky fingers.
Ew.
I don't like this game anymore.
No.
I love it.
All right. What's
another reason I don't go to that place? Now it's a reason.
Fuck you. What's a matchup this next round that you guys are really looking forward to?
I'm really looking forward to Joe. No. I mean, I'm looking forward to watching Joe, but
yeah.
I'm looking forward to watching Army of One and
Moonstruck. Yeah.
That is just two movies that are going to be fun. And I'm going to be walking around saying shit like, my hand, my bride. I'm going to be at work doing it. I'm going to be fucking telling people about chicken wings and buying toilets made by people who don't have big American dumps.
Yeah, that's true.
It's never going to.
They don't need a poop knife.
Yeah.
Callback. Nice.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to Wicker Man versus Wild at Heart because that's just going to be unhinged.
Yeah. That is going to be a really weird one.
Another one that I'm kind of happy about, it's really just because I forgot how much I love Raising Arizona, but it comes up in my brain a lot now. I just haven't watched it since the last time, and I'm like excited to watch that and Wicker Man, or not Wicker Man, that Weatherman. And the Weatherman.
Yeah.
His comedy, it's a wide gap in what his comedies are.
Yeah, he's
Trapped in Paradise.
Got
great, obviously.
Depth.
Honeymoon in Vegas, amazing.
I forgot about Honeymoon in Vegas.
I think about skydiving Elvises all the time now.
And that guy with the big fucking teeth. What was his name? Like Roy Montana or something?
Just that's a movie of just fully deplorable people. Like, I didn't want anyone in that movie to be happy.
Yeah, they all kind of suck shit in there.
Except for Mr. Miyagi.
Oh, he's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of a dick, but...
What about the chieftain?
Oh, no, the chieftain's cool.
Fucking Ray Romano's dad?
Yeah. Just singing South Pacific.
Is that Henry Boyle?
Peter Boyle,
yeah. Awesome.
That was fantastic.
Oh, I forgot about that. I'm excited to watch that movie again.
I mean, that's on your own time.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's fine.
You own it.
Yeah.
I actually think the only other one that I'm like super, super jazzed to watch again is the Vampire's Kiss Mandy matchup.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm coming around to Mandy. I appreciate it for what it is more. So I think watching it a third time and having like more conversation about it is going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I fucking will go to the mat for Vampire's Kiss. Yeah. That movie rules.
I think that's the hardest one because I love both those movies for very different reasons.
Yeah.
You can watch Mandy over at my place and we'll put on all the like drug lights and
hell yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
I want biker drugs.
Yeah,
I want the goop,
weird Satan acid.
Give me the weird gray Vaseline.
we might need a palate cleanser after that week. Maybe we'll just watch some John Dies in the End.
Yeah, there you go.
It's or similar vibe but like more fun. At this point I don't think I can watch The Core, otherwise the bit's over.
Oh, you'll still love it. Doesn't matter. You can pretend that you didn't watch it if that helps you.
Well, you'll end up just wanting to watch it again. You'll be like, damn, you know what we should watch?
The Core.
Yeah.
Come back for our final episode where we just talk about The Core.
It's got the Tooch in it. He's got a wig. It's great.
Is it a wig or a toupee?
Tooch pay.
Gross. Mm. That's actually a good question. I can't remember if it's one of those things where it like comes off at one point. I think it's a wig.
Yeah. Okay.
What's the difference between a wig and a toupee?
I mean, a toupee is just like a portion of a wig, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like a merkin, but just for the top of your head.
Yeah, for the top of your dome.
Mm. You ever see just a really bad wig out in the wild?
I thought you were going to say merkin in the wild. I was like, not often.
I'm going to bring that back.
A merkin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to start shaving because of the crabs and such.
Well, that's good.
And then I'll start wearing a wig. Above my dick.
How did they attach it? Spirit gum?
Yeah, I imagine it's some kind of like tree sap.
Yeah, that seems reasonable.
Situation. That's all spirit gum
is. Something nice just to put near your genitals. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, smooth. That eliminates the need for continued shaving.
Yeah. Boxing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect.
Just rip. That could be my thing too. I don't even know. Maybe just rip my merkin off. Like on the count of three, I'm about to bust.
The only way you bust though is at the alehouse.
What? Yeah, at the alehouse for sure.
Is that a
so
reference?
We're just gonna move that on.
Yeah, I don't know. There's not a ton left to say, I don't think. We've got great guests coming up. You know, as usual, we kind of have peppered in people that we know.
The usual idiots.
Yeah, usual idiots. We've got people that are cage adjacent. We've got new people.
Okay, on the count of three, name the guests you're most excited to have back on. One, two, three. All of them.
Safe. Nice play.
We did not participate. You guys are...
I was just going to straight up say Daryl.
Yeah. For some reason, I can only think of John because I just talked to John about this.
Yeah. Mm. John's great. Chris Coffle, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
He's coming back. Brian Kim McCormick's coming back.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was great.
Yeah. Shay's coming back for our first matchup, actually. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shay's going to be fighting hard for Con Air, which, nice. Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who is our first matchup lineup?
So we've got Face Off with Gary and Rox and Con Air with Shay.
Oh, that's a good matchup.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Got it in one take.
Yeah, perfect. Never fucked that up once.
Yeah.
prove me wrong.
1, 2, 3, all of them.
We do still need somebody for, it looks like 8mm. No, wait, hang on.
What's Freeman doing?
No, Brian Kim McCormick's doing that. We need someone for Moonstruck? No, that's not right either. This is terrible audio. No, it's Lauren Freeman. That'll be fun.
Lauren and Freeman?
No, no. I have a friend, Lauren Freeman. She's a actor, well, composer.
That's something you need to clear with us before you start saying.
Very confusing for us.
I'm like, that is a fucking wild matchup, Lauren and Freeman.
Yeah, weird two people combo. Who... Oh, weird. Yeah, that would be a strange one. We do still need somebody for Joe. So if you're listening and you're great at talking about Nick Cage movies
and you want to give us more money,
and you want to watch a bummer movie that's fantastic and then talk about it in a hardcore way, let us know. Send us money and let us know.
Yeah, all applications will be considered by financial contribution.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's the best system.
Works for the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
Those are gratuities.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you guys have any other thoughts, feelings about the last little leg of this?
I can't believe it's been 2 years.
Yeah. I can't believe we haven't missed a release date.
I can't believe Primal's not in the bracket anymore.
I can.
All right. If you could swap one movie in and you have to punt one too, what would you put in? Just a single movie. So in your case, I assume Primal.
I would get rid of,
and it doesn't have to be in the same bracket, don't worry about that.
I'm just trying to see,
like, just in the, just pick a movie to get rid of altogether. Yep. I would get rid of 8mm and I would put in Flesh Gordon. It doesn't have Nicolas Cage in it, but it is a sexy reboot of Flash Gordon, and there's a deadly orgasm ray that's being shot all over this planet. And it's causing like planes to crash because orgies are breaking out. And then there's these robots with giant drill penises.
Yeah, okay. You should have said better parameters.
Peter. Yeah. So how about you answer the question for real?
I would get rid of 8mm and replace it with Adaptation.
Okay, that's fair.
It's a shame Adaptation got knocked out so early. Just the fault.
It was just going up against a heavy hitter.
It was. Yeah. I mean, I'm glad I've come around on Army of One, and I'm glad it's still in the bracket.
Powerhouse.
But just Adaptation's such a good movie.
I would scratch 8mm and I would put in Valley Girl. I love that movie. So stupid, so fun, so weird, so early 80s Nick Cage. Bad teeth, charming. Weird chest hair, fantastic.
It's got that song.
Yeah, fucking Eaten by the Monster of Love. Hell yeah, man. Oh, that's gonna be my head all night. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Wait, is it too late to vote for the guinea pig movie?
Yes.
It's always too late for G-Force.
But that boom boom pow.
Nope, the children went to bed 20 minutes ago. We're not doing that anymore.
Croods 1 in.
Ooh, yeah, let's watch Croods 1.
Let's do it right now.
Okay, if we watch Croods 1, we also have to watch Flesh Gordon afterwards.
Yeah, good.
Do you watch Flesh Gordon after or before? I think before. No, yeah. After.
No, I would do it before because then I need a refractory period. So Croods works nicely. It's my
no matter what, we're on a list if we do this.
I feel absolutely like I would have checked out though. Like if I was watching
once you
Croods
bust
afterwards, yeah, I'd be like, well, this is just crass.
What's one franchise, one movie franchise or movie you wish Nick Cage was in?
First thing that popped into my mind was Speed. And I think a Speed 3 or 4 or whatever with Nicolas Cage as the villain would be super cool.
That's
pretty He's great. Doing a lot of villain stuff.
What do
now.
They got to keep going fast?
What's fast these days?
Planes.
Women.
Yeah, Fast and Loose.
Yeah. It could be like the Speed and Mission Impossible crossover. Tom Cruise is in a jet and he has to keep what about Keanu? He wasn't in the second one, right?
No.
Willem Dafoe was though. He was the bad guy.
Was he?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, maybe RoboCop too though.
Ooh, all right.
But you have to bring back the original cast.
Peter Weller?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Robo on Oreo.
Yeah.
Wait, who would Nick Cage be then?
Probably some like super Detroit like politician.
All right.
Oh, it was always about the super Detroit politicians.
Yeah. True enough.
What would I want Nick Cage in? I want him to replace a Rick Moranis in Ghostbusters.
Oh, you know what he would be? Sorry, I just came back to this. In the RoboCop world, Nicolas Cage's villain would be a union boss, because in the hyper-capitalist, like, cyberpunk future of RoboCop, unions would be a terrible thing, so they would weaponize the police against him, including Robert Copman.
I do love Robert Copman.
Yeah. I want this almost as much as I want Human Centipede 4.
Well, you're making that, so.
He can be in that, too.
I won't bring him down to my level.
All right, that's fair. That's respectable.
Peter?
I can't think of anything right now.
Do the bit.
I want him to be a reboot of Dragonheart.
Ooh. As the knight or the dragon?
The dragon, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
No, both. I take it back.
Doing a spooky dragon voice for the dragon. Yeah. and then
a normal knight voice.
Yeah. No, he needs to do his
Boston Cop.
Boston Cop for the dragon.
Either one.
Boston Cop for the knight.
Yeah, Boston Cop for the knight and a New Orleans guy for the dragon.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's really fucking good.
Yeah, I think we fucking nailed it.
There we go. So RoboCop, Dragonheart, and sorry, what did you say?
I don't remember. Oh, Ghostbusters. He plays Louis Tully in Ghostbusters. Man.
All right.
Join us for our next podcast where we watch all of Will Sasso's filmography.
Ugh. No. I like dumb shit. I'm not doing that.
How? Okay. Just.
What's a Will Sasso? Is that a Paul Blart?
How many?
No, but you're close. I mean,
how many films?
It was his buddy that gets hit in the shoulder with
not
the knife.
Not including television. How many films do you think Will Sasso's in?
17.
Wait, how many films is Will Sasso in?
Not including television. How much do you think Will Sasso's got on the IMDb?
15 Sasso flicks. 0 leading roles.
He's got 143 credits.
Oh, more than 25 feature films, including Best in Show. I didn't know he was in Best in Show.
What the fuck was he in Best in Show?
I don't know.
Well, he's been in more than I would have given him credit for.
That's fair.
But less than 10 more than I
gave him
credit for. So I was not terribly far off.
He had an important role in Happy Gilmore as Mover. And Ooh. In Malicious as Fat Guy Answering Phone.
Love it.
Yeesh,
well, yeah. I don't think we have to worry about Will Sasso coming at us.
No. So. Sorry, Sasso.
But if you want, you know, we've got an opening on Joe. If you'd like to come talk to us about Joe.
That might get us a few lessons. Oh, he was also in the weird, like, Doctor Who American pilot as, like, weird. Nurse.
They tried to, they Americanize everything, and BBC does.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they did an American pilot for Doctor Who. It's where the Eighth Doctor, Paul McGann, is from. Like, it's his one time in that role, except for something for the 50th anniversary special in Jodie's End. But either way, it's shockingly not terrible. It's got Eric Roberts as the villain.
Who's that?
Julia Roberts' brother, who also has the most fucking acting credits to his name and feature film credits to his name. I just learned.
Does he have a long face too?
Yes.
Yeah, he does. They look like siblings.
Ew.
Yeah.
Do you think they ever kiss?
Yes. There's no one else will.
That's how they get their powers, man.
He does have a weird face.
Yeah.
He's a pretty weird looking.
He has like a really wide chin.
He was also in The Dark Knight.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He was the bank manager.
Yeah. You all know him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has 821 acting credits to his name.
What the fuck?
How many of them are fat guy fingering butthole?
800.
At least. Wow. I mean, the odds are good that it's at least one.
At least one. Yeah.
Well, then that's the franchise I want insert Nicolas Cage. Nothing to do with the butthole.
No, no. Nick Cage doesn't seem like a man. I take it back.
What if we make fun of it, but it's actually like a very like touching story about prostate cancer?
Oh.
Like, he's the doctor who finds and cures prostate cancer, but there's only one way he can cure it.
He's got the touch.
He's got the power.
He's got the Midas touch for your butthole.
He looks like E.T. all grown up.
Yeah, Rachel, don't listen to this episode.
Now I'm just thinking, ouch.
Turn your head and cough.
You can find us on social media, @cage_match_pod. If you feel like supporting us, we are on Patreon, Cage Match. And special thanks to our Sparkle buddies, Josh, Sean, Josie, Rico, Matt, Adam, and Bill. And to our cage dancers, Ira, John, Freeman, Lance, and Nathan.
I feel the need to point out to our supporters, no takesies, backsies. You're in it now.
Yeah, never cancel. I don't care about your financial situations. Think about us suffering here.
Peter has a baby.
Yeah, think of me.
Oh, look at Mr. Moneybags. Two babies.
Three if you count me.
Yeah, there you go.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye bye.
There we go.
Boof.
That was a very tough one.
Yeah, that took some effort.
Some elbow grease.
Greasy elbow.
Weenus wax.
Ew.
I mean necessary, right? But
I don't like it.
I'm going to start calling you Soy Boy.
Soy Boy. Nah, that has a different connotation, I think.
I don't know what it is.
I think it's like a woke snowflake fuck cuck.
I mean.
Yeah, not super wrong.
Is it like an opposite twink? Or like, yeah, like just an Asian specific twink?
I don't know. That's kind of like that, though.
Yeah. Go get my Soy Boy.
Yeah.
Me and my Soy Boys be rolling in hard.
Got an American twink and a Soy Boy.
We got that Blue Chew subscription.
What's Blue Chew?
I don't know, but I keep getting... I mean, I can infer. I keep getting targeted ads.
It's the boner pill?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But I guess a chewable one.
Ooh.
For people who struggle to swallow.